This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn was $4.26, down 1¾. May corn, $4.33¾, down 2. July corn, $4.40½, down 2. January soybeans were $12.99½, up 2¾. March soybeans, $12.76, down 3/4. May soybeans, $12.58¾, down 2¾. March wheat was $6.02½, down 3¼. May wheat, $6.07¾, down 3½. July wheat, $6.11½, down 2¾. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Tuesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mostly lower on Tuesday afternoon. All three grains were lower this afternoon on traders positioning themselves for the USDA reports on Friday. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 2 cents lower at $4 to $4.21. Soybeans were 1 to 2 cents higher at $12.53 to $12.79. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at $4.02 to $4.19. Soybean bids were mostly 2 to 3 cents lower at $12.74 to $13. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 2 to 3 cents lower at $4.06 to $4.26. Soybean bids were mostly 2 cents lower at $12.82 to $13.26, and wheat bids were 2 to 3 cents lower at $5.88 to $6.31. Now the Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were mixed at $12.81 to $13.06. The basis was mixed at 5 to 30 over the March. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.55.80 to $4.70.80 per ton. That was up $2 with the basis down 10 to 12 at $40 to $55 over the March. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were mixed at $4.28 to $4.38 with the basis steady to two higher at 2 to 12 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids mostly steady at $4.14 to $4.22, with the basis 1 to 2 higher at 4 to 12 under the March. Soybeans ended 8 to 9 cents higher at $13.08 to $13.16, with the basis at 32 to 40 over the March. New crop wheat prices were 3 cents lower at $5.87 to $5.95, with the basis steady at $17 to $25 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids mostly unchanged at $4.46 to $4.48. These elevators raised their soybean prices 7 cents with quotations of $13.44 to $13.46. Soft wheat closed 2 cents higher at $6.42 to $6.43, with Milo 2 cents lower at $4.71 to $4.76. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. Starting in the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from $4.08 to $4.23. Soybeans were $10.71 to $10.89. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from $4.13 to $4.24, and soybeans were $10.77 to $10.99¾. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from $4.11 to $4.33. Soybeans were $10.82 to $11.16. Wheat ranged from $5.67 up to $5.82. That concludes our report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle were $136.52, down 30 cents. April live cattle, $136.35, down 57 cents. June live cattle, $129.32, down 77 cents. January feeder cattle were 168.05, up 2 cents. March feeder cattle, 167.82, down 27 cents. April feeder cattle, 168.40, down 50 cents. February lean hogs were 85.52, down $1.10. April lean hogs, 90.72, down 70 cents. May lean hogs, 98.50, down 20 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's The Seventh Livestock Report. Starting with the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $1 to $2 lower with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 to 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 56 to 62, 4 to 5 weights 58 to 67, 5 to 550 weights 62 to 68, and 550 and up 65 to 70. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging in price from 52 to 57. Receipts for all Illinois hogs today total 10,985. And now from the Greenville Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 1,802 head. And starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones, three weights were bringing 202 to 216, four weights were bringing 189 to 201, five weights were bringing 180 to 195, and six weights were 170 to 182.50. Now moving on to feeder heifers, medium and large ones, three weights were 178 to 181, four weights were 170 to 184, five weights were 160 to 173, six weights were 150 to 161, and seven weights were 140 to 155, and some eight weights at 140 to 144.20. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 445 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $85.36, and that was $2.48 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $207.31, and that was $1.77 higher, with select carcasses at $203.56, and that was $2.18 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 107,000, which compared to 100,000 last week and 127,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 390,000, which compares to 364,000 last week and 427,000 a year ago. Now on to Fairview Sale Barn. They had receipts of 2,106 head. And starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones, three weights were, fancy three weights were bringing 235. Regular medium and large ones were bringing 195. They had a nice set of 400 pounders, fancy, bringing 215 to 230. And some nice set of 470 pounders to 499. They were 201 to 211. Five weights were 196 to 208. Six weights were 205 for a set of fancy cattle and 174.50 to 184.50. On to seven weights, they were 176.50 to 184.75. Now on to the heifers. Three weights were 185.50 to 190. Four weights were 165 to 176. Five weights were 168.50 to 176. Six weights were 157 to 165. And seven weights were 150 to 155. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. January and February corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.25. January and February corn delivered to Scottville, $4.16. January beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.15. February beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13. January wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.07. Once again, those pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.25, corn at Scottville is $4.16, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13.15, and wheat at Scottville is $6.07. The USDA is set to release their January report this Friday. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about what we can expect to see in this report.
The trade's basically expecting a small increase in the size of the corn and soybean crops, but with adjustments in demand as well, we shouldn't see ending stocks change all that much. So we should end up in a fairly similar position. But the real question is, what about the rest of the data that USDA releases? The January reports are full of data, including the results of the winter wheat seeding survey, quarterly grain stocks numbers, final production estimates, updated supply and demand estimates, and that includes for South America and other parts of the world as well. And so this report overall is known for its surprises. If there are to be any surprises, they're most likely to be in the quarterly stocks report and maybe in the winter wheat seedings report as well. But those quarterly stocks reports, the direction of those surprises often defy logic. And so when the trade finds itself leaning heavily in one direction, be it bullish or bearish, and right now it's been leaning pretty heavily onto the bearish side in the corn and wheat pits, it tends to want to take some profits on those positions to reduce its risk exposure ahead of the report, just in case there's a surprise in there so they don't get caught leaning the wrong direction.
And do you have any expectations for the report? Anything that we should particularly be watching out for?
Well, I'm looking for the corn crop to come in about 161 bushels per acre, but with about a 200,000 acre reduction in harvested acreage. I'm looking for soybeans to come in at about 43.4 bushels per acre, and that corn yield would be up about 7/10 of a bushel, and the corn yield about, soybean yield up about 4/10 of a bushel. But with about 100,000 acre reduction in harvested acreage, the bottom line is we also add demand to both of those corn and soybeans, and so we end up with ending stocks very close to where they currently are right now.
So the January report looks like it's not going to be too much of a game changer for us.
Not unless there's a surprise in the quarterly stocks report. The trade is expecting USDA to show corn stocks as of December 1st at about 10.8 billion bushels, soybeans at 2.161 billion bushels. I'm looking for those corn stocks to be at 10.783 billion and soybeans at 2.211. Trade's basically looking for wheat stocks to be at 1.4 billion bushels. I'm looking at for a very similar number. Those quarterly stocks numbers really tell us what domestic usage was during the September, October, November timeframe, giving us an idea of feed usage as well as industrial use, etc. So that's pivotal in setting the tone for the rest of the year on how strong demand is.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. Before all this cold weather hit and everything closed down, Hamilton Hay Auction took place on Saturday. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a review of the auction.
Well, we had a lot of small squares. We ended up with 2,800 bales. We were a little light on buyer attendance. I think that was due to the fact people was preparing for the storm. But overall, we had a pretty good sale. The alfalfa was in a price range from $3.70 to $6.40. Most of it was in the $6 range. The alfalfa orchard grass was from $2.10 to a top of $8.80. The grass was from $1.70 to $5.30 a bale. We had some clover at $2.60. Small squares of straw was from $2 to $3.30. And then we had some orchard, real fancy orchard grass from $6.20 up to $9.10 a bale. Round bales, we had some rained-on alfalfa at $17. We had some first-crop bottom bales at $31. We had grass hay, We had some pretty rough hay at $8 to the top of 26. And then our straw was from $15.50 to $18 a bale. We were light on 3x3s. We had some first crop alfalfa at $36. And we had some alfalfa orchard grass from $44 up to $50 a bale.
And this weekend, it's supposed to be a little warmer, so are you hoping for a bit more buyer attendance?
Yeah, that, and we're getting our lot cleaned up, so we've got, you know, room to take hay and get stuff out of here from last week. So hopefully by Saturday, everything will be back on schedule.
And do you know a little bit of what you're expecting to see on Saturday yet?
Oh, I'm expecting somewhere 100, 150 round bales, and I'd say we'll end up with at least 1,000, 1,500 small squares. And it's kind of hard to say on the 3x3s. A lot of them are trucked in, and there's not too many trucks moving yet, so I'm not sure what we're going to have as far as them.
Well, if people are interested in buying or selling hay, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can reach me on my cell phone at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton giving a review of this past Saturday's hay auction and a preview of this weekend's auction. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.